We're back again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank our friends over at MTP Software who host us and built us this lovely studio, the leader in sports CRM in the United States and North America, all over North America. Okay. There's my buddy I see on the screen. Our next guest, Jamie Berlin of Poppy Lee. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about Poppy Lee.
So Poppy Lee is an online art gallery. Our main goal is to reduce the friction in the art buying process. So there's many beautiful artists out there that want to sell their work, and there's many people that want to buy artwork. So our goal is to reduce the friction in that process. So if you talk to the average millennial at this point, the first thing they're going to do is Google how to buy artwork, where to buy artwork. The idea of pounding the pavement and going to 30 different art galleries is just not something that's even on their radar at this point. So that's really the problem that we're looking to solve. My background is mostly e-commerce in the retail and sort of the retail space, and I can remember as little as 4 years ago being a buyer for Macy's and talking to various vendors and having them say, like, you know, I'm not sure if this whole e-commerce thing is going to stick, sort right. of thing, and being like, I'm pretty sure it's going to stick. And so it's been fascinating to watch how quickly the e-commerce space has grown. And I think that it's going to do nothing but accelerate that trajectory. And so that's really what we're looking to do, is to take that e-commerce model and apply it to the art industry.
Well, you mentioned millennials. So yes. Who are your clients? Do they tend to be mostly millennials, or are they businesses at all?
We're more looking at a price point versus people. So $100 to $5,000. So about 80% of online art sales are done under the $5,000 price point. So you have a lot of wonderful companies, Christie's, Sotheby's, Artsy, that are all focused on the really high end of the art market, and then you have some really great companies like art.com that are focused on more opening price point segment. We're focused somewhere in the middle, so less about the age and more about the price point.
So do you have a mix of prints, lithographs, and originals?
So we've launched about 2 months ago, and we've launched with fine art prints, and now we're expanding into photography and original work.
Right. So do you have artists that you represent?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So how do you find these artists?
Some of them come to me, they're inbound leads, and then some of them I go out and I find them individually through all sorts of different means. So I was at the Brooklyn Art Fair this past weekend. I find them online. I find them through individual references, all sorts of different ways. Yeah.
So, Jamie, tell us a little bit about your background. You mentioned Macy's earlier. What's your background?
Retail and e-commerce. So buyer for 6 years, Macy's and Rue La La were the two companies that I worked for. Had a tremendous experience at both, and really, really loved working for both of them.
And did you always have entrepreneurship in your blood, or is it just something that occurred to you one day? You had an epiphany?
No, it's funny. I was a studio arts art history major, and then transferred over to Babson, majored in entrepreneurship, knew as a teenager I wanted to start a company. It was something, I mean, some people say they want to be actors when they're like 15 years old. I wanted to start a company at a very young age. And so everything has really come full circle for me. And
so you were just sort of preparing yourself always as an employee for that opportunity.
I think buying was a great fit for me, in that you're running a company under the umbrella of a corporation. And it's very visual. It's always a blend between the art and the science. It's a lot of visual and analytics. That was a good fit for me, and so this is an especially good fit for me, starting a business that's art and art entrepreneurship.
Right. So tell us how you do your marketing.
So we're doing a lot of paid social, and again, we just launched about 2 months ago, so I've been very assortment focused up until now, and now we're just starting to get more focused on marketing.
All right. And how are you going to do that marketing?
So paid social has been the focus so far, but now we're starting to get more and more into other forms of marketing.
Interesting. So is this a big field?
Yes. So it's a little shy of about $4 billion, the industry, and it's projected to grow north of $10 billion in the next few years.
And that's with millennials, you think?
That's the overarching industry.
Okay.
And I think it'll grow even faster because only about 10, that, sorry, so that's just the e-commerce piece of art. So less than 10% of the art industry is done online right now, benchmarked against about 20% of the overall retail industry. So I think that we're going to see even faster growth than what's projected in the industry.
Right. Now, do you own the whole business yourself?
I do.
Right.
I
do. Tough? You know, again, I'm focusing on the entrepreneurship part.
It's been a lot of fun so far, and it's been a lot of fun so far. So we'll see how it goes. It's a lot of fun to work with the artists. It's a lot of fun to be growing a platform. I have a lot of people that have been starting to get involved, and it's a lot of fun to work with them.
And do you have a physical location?
We don't. I don't think it's necessary.
So it's all virtual?
All online, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's how we shop. And I've seen your website.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
And you've picked what I would call an entry-level price point for a lot of your stuff. Can you explain your pricing strategy?
So we've started with fine art prints and are going to expand into the photography and original work. So it's not on the site yet, but we've already partnered with a lot of photographers and artists. So what you mostly see up there right now is $100 to $500, with the exception, you know, we have some $1,000 pieces up there, but you'll very shortly be seeing more couple thousand dollar pieces. Yeah. So
do you try to discover young artists as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very focused on up and coming artists, but you know, we also work with established artists as well.
Right.
So, yeah.
And do you like to limit how many of a particular picture that you might have? Or unlimited amounts? You know, some pictures you see, I've been seeing them for 40 years. There must have been a million of them produced. Do you like to look for, you know, pictures that are from photographers that are just limited in their production? Or you don't mind if it's unlimited?
We're looking for things that are resonating with our audience, and we're looking for a wide diversity of assortment. So we're looking for things that are unique, but we're also looking for things that are tried and true, that people just absolutely love.
Right.
So
tell us, Jamie, if somebody wants to find you at Poppy Lee,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
How would they do that?
You can just Google Poppy Lee, or you can, and will be the first thing that comes up, or if you just type in poppylee.com,
right,
it'll come up that way as well.
Right.
Yeah.
You looking for anything new that you're going to be getting into in the next year?
So the main focus for us is just growing the assortment and developing a well-rounded assortment, partnering with more and more artists, and developing our customer base, finding new marketing channels, and yeah, just, you know, getting the business off the ground. As I said, we're very young, only about 2 months, a little shy of 2 months that we've been launched.
Great. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we don't just have established entrepreneurs. We do startup entrepreneurs, all stages, all industries. And I want to thank also our producers, Alex Cooper and Chris Gerald, for their work and their contribution to the show. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.